All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it is all business all the time. And I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming back to the show, lovely lady out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. She is the owner and holistic health practitioner at Mind Your Body and Spirit. You can reach out to her one of two ways. You can either give her a call at 416-759-5407 or go to the website olivestolichis.com. That's olives with an S to lychees, lychees, lychees.com. I'm talking about my guest, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. Hello, Marie-Claire. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing well, and thank you again for spending the time with us. We always enjoy Marie-Claire because I just love saying her name.
I love hearing it from you.
I know. I'm pretty good at it, right?
Yes, you are.
Hey, Marie-Claire, do me a favor. I know you've been on a bunch, and you know, you and I have had some great conversations, but we always have new people checking out the show. So do me a favor. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and exactly what you do.
My pleasure. Hello, everybody. I am a holistic health practitioner and a nurture and thrive coach. This is a title that I came up with to describe perfectly what I do. And for the last 20 years, I've been running a holistic health practice called Mind Your Body and Spirit in Toronto, as Rick just mentioned. I guide success-focused womenpreneurs who are struggling with energy-sucking stress, annoying body pains, and wanting more out of life to self-nurture, take charge of their health, and refire to focus on what they're meant to be and do. I guide them to break free of specific blocks that prevent them from being healthy, from growing their businesses, from stepping into their life mission, and making much more money.
That's a good thing.
Yes. And through proper self-care, nurturance and nourishment of the mind, body, and spirit, I empower women and their husband as well to open their world and create the life they desire. I am passionate about helping them feel and perform better so they can live richer by balancing their triad consisting of, imagine a triangle.
Okay.
The top point is health, which is your wellness of mind, body, and spirit, and the a second point is wealth, which is your money picture, your mindset, your limiting beliefs that hold you back.
Mm-hmm.
And the third point is your life purpose, your mission, how you're making an impact in the world with your gifts and your talent.
Right. And again, that's the basis of your practice. You're the owner and holistic health practitioner of Mind Your Body and Spirit. If people want to reach out to you, the best way to do that, either by phone at 416-759-5407 or olivestolichis.com is the website. And when you get there, be prepared. She's got a lot of good stuff on there, including recipes, books, cookings, some media stuff as well. You can click on the video right there with Marie-Claire. But for today, Marie-Claire, what will you like to talk about?
Today, I would like to talk about a basic human function. Our bodies perform thousands of times a day without having us to think about it.
Okay.
And it's happening from the first moment we're born to our last one when we literally expire. It's the power of breathing as a tool to improve and maintain our physical, mental, and emotional health.
Okay.
And actually, before I start, I would like to say that over the next few months, I will be sharing more wellness information and experiential exercises that can really make a difference in how you feel, your level of energy, and your daily performance, and all with the intention to help you nurture and nourish your whole body so you can thrive. And the topics that I would like to cover in the next few calls will be how to get a great night of sleep, why you should schedule fun play time,
okay,
and how to make delicious flavored waters as a refreshing beverage for the hot summer days that are coming.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I think so too. This is stuff that I do myself, so I'm sharing what works for me.
Right. And so you've seen the benefits of it, so that's a good thing.
Definitely. All definitely. Right. Okay, so I'd like to begin
by
explaining that taking several deep breaths, as you probably know, is what we all need to do before we start something perhaps challenging or demanding. So this is what I do before working with a client, to center myself and get focused on the client. And this is what I did before getting on this call.
Okay.
And at the beginning of the session, I invite the client to take several deliberate breaths to transition from the stressful workday and the outside world to the peaceful healing space that I have created for the client, so she can relax, release tension, recharge, and rejuvenate. And this is maybe something that you and the listeners could do in your car when you come up to your driveway or your parking spot. Before you leave your car, you take a few deep breaths that will clear what you experience during the day and transition into your free time, into your after-work hour time, so you can relax and really enjoy that time. So in our fast world, where we are constantly running around chasing something, even though we spend most of our days sitting down, stress is really a major component of our daily routine. And we all agree that we need to find efficient ways to manage our stress if we want to live a long and healthy life, because we want to do more than cope and survive on a daily basis. Ideally, we want to have some control to flourish and thrive in our health, our money picture, and on the impact we have on the world with our life purpose.
Okay. And now, how can we do that?
Well, for that, being aware that we need to take frequent pauses to breathe, to literally catch our breath, to find our own pace in this fast rat race, and to revitalize our energy without caffeine or stimulants. This is one way of getting some control over our daily stress and be the master of our life, whether it is at home, at school, because the children are now growing up very stressed and fearful.
Right.
Whether it's at work, while commuting to and from work, during events that knock us off balance, and during scary moments. When we take the time to breathe deeply and more consciously, it allows us to reconnect with ourselves and our life force, to be present in our body. Breathing deeply allows us to calm down, be in the present moment, find our balance again, and rejuvenate our mind and body naturally. And it is such a simple formula. Inhale, exhale, let go, relax, and repeat.
Yeah, it's almost like washing your hair.
Exactly.
Hey, now let me ask you this, Marie-Claire, but what about those times, you know, when you end up, you know, stressed out, you're in a situation where everything feels like, you know, pressure's coming down on you, it's like an emergency, and you always feel like you kind of forget to breathe, right?
That's right. We don't remember to breathe deeply. So I often fall in that scenario myself until I realize, oh, I don't think I was breathing during this whole activity that I was doing. And if you had asked me to hold my breath for that long on purpose, I would have replied, are you crazy? I can't do that. I'm going to die. Yet, we easily hold our breath and take shallow inhalations during stressful moments and sometimes throughout the whole day. And then we wonder why we feel lethargic, we have high blood pressure, and our minds are racing, but we can't focus our thoughts to think clearly.
Right. And you know, breathing is a body function that I think you'd say we kind of take for granted, right? Because we just don't think about it.
Definitely. We all know that we can live several days and even weeks without food, and we can live a few days without water. But as soon as our oxygen is cut off, we start lacking oxygen, we quickly begin to weaken and die. Unless we have health problems that make breathing difficult, or we are in a situation where we can't breathe, for instance, like underwater or in a toxic air environment, we don't pay much attention to the privilege of being able to take another breath that is so essential for life. And luckily, we have access to resources like ancient philosophies and wellness systems that withstood the test of time, such as yoga. An aspect of yoga called pranayama focuses on breath control to benefit both the body and the mind. But you don't have to go to a yoga class right now to experience how mindful breathing can help you manage your stress and reduce performance anxiety.
Right.
Like before writing an exam or making a presentation. It helps calm your nerves and oxygenate the brain to increase clear and focused power. Breathing connects us to our body, the present moment, the here and now. It's also the link between the mind and the body. So imagine another triangle linking your breath, your brain, and your body, the three B's. The breath being greatly affected by your thoughts and emotions, your thoughts and emotions being affected by the rhythm and the frequency of your breath. You probably have noticed from past experiences that emotions like fear, anxiety, worry, distress, trigger faster breathing. We know that slower, gentle breathing, like the rhythm of calm ocean waves, is soothing to the nervous system. It calms the mind and brings an overall peaceful sensation throughout the body. And all it takes is a few conscious, mindful breaths to activate the relaxation response. I have to share with you that a few years ago, I had to spend 6 weeks at my parents' place because my mother had been rushed to the hospital after a fall that caused a serious head injury.
Oh, wow.
And my father needed help with meal preparation and getting ready in case my mother wasn't coming back home.
Right.
She was diagnosed as with mild dementia. So we were both stressed, emotional, and worried. My parents are fortunate to be living near the sea, near the ocean, and twice a day, my father and I went to the beach to resource ourselves at low tide or as the tide was leaving to release stress and worries, and at high tide or as it was coming up to get inspiration and new energy. And I have to tell you that breathing in the salt sea air and feeling the wind on my face helped me feel better.
Right.
Thankfully, my mother came back home and is doing fairly well.
That's great.
Yes, that was a kind of a miracle. So we all have felt the benefits of the euphoric sensation that we get after a good physical workout, where the body has taken in large amounts of oxygen, and our body and our mind feel more energized. Our mind feels clearer, and we feel more motivated and ready to take new actions after we have taken so much oxygen. Unfortunately, it's not always possible to regularly re-energize ourselves at the gym due to time constraints, and we don't always want to go there. We tend to lead sedentary lives in front of a screen. But luckily, there is an easy way to nourish the body and the brain with essential life oxygen when we need to recharge and invigorate ourselves. And that is conscious breathing. And it doesn't require any equipment, and it can be done in a few seconds, even discreetly in your chair at your desk.
Wow. All right. Well, you know what? We do have to take a quick break here, Marie-Claire. But again, we're talking with our guest, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. She is the owner and health practitioner at Mind Your Body and Spirit. As you can tell, she's talking about breathing today, which is very important, something we don't even think about doing.
That's right.
But is really important to our overall health, like she mentioned. We'll take a quick break. We come back more with Marie-Claire after these words right here on All Business Media. And welcome back to All Business Media. And yes, I'm your host, Rick Delgado, sitting with our guest, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. She is the owner and holistic health practitioner at Mind Your Body and Spirit out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can work with anybody anywhere, right, Marie-Claire?
That's correct. A lot of the sessions can be done over the phone or over a video call.
All right. So make sure you reach out to it, 416 416- 759-5407. Again, olivestulicheese.com is our website. We do have a caller on the line. Let's go to that real quick with a quick question before we continue on, shall we, Marie Claire?
Certainly.
All right. Caller, what's your name? What's your question, please?
Sure. My name is Frank, and my question is, I know that there are a lot of people out there who have problems sleeping, so I was wondering if you would ever be interested in taking your expertise, your knowledge, and going on a TV show to educate a broader span of listeners.
I have to admit that I did not quite hear the whole question. Maybe Rick can translate.
Yeah, he was asking about you possibly, you know, if you were ever invited to do a TV show regarding what you do.
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet, but I plan on having some videos, so perhaps you could look me up on YouTube in the near future.
Very good. So we'll have to look out for that. Well, thank you for your call, Frank. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, you got it.
Thank you.
Yeah, look at that. They want to see you on TV there, Marie Claire. I think it's the name, Marie Claire Bourgeois. Just it rings so true that people want to see what she looks like.
It's because you say it so well.
I try.
Oh, you don't need to try anymore. It's natural.
All right, well, good. Hey, Marie Claire, again, we're talking about breathing, something like you mentioned. You know, we do from our very first moment of birth till the end of life is something that we don't even think about.
That's right.
But it can be very helpful in terms of re-energizing ourselves, helping in healing and de-stressing. Do you have any quick like breathing exercises that you can kind of discuss with us regarding for our listeners?
Yes, I do. I have one right now that's very quick and it will only take a minute.
Okay.
So it's an exercise that can be done at your desk, on your couch, or in your car while stuck in traffic,
okay,
or on your bed, etc. So let's take a moment to notice your breathing. Notice if it's fast, if it's shallow. Are you breathing only from your upper chest and your shoulders? And now, get in your body and notice how you're feeling right now. Perhaps you feel tired. Perhaps you feel some tension in your neck, some stress in your stomach. Perhaps there's a pain in your back or on a limb. Just notice. And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 indicating that you feel really good, and 0 meaning not good at all, what is your number right now? And before we start, a word of caution.
Okay.
Before you start any exercise of breathing, when you're practicing a new way of breathing, please know that if you start to feel lightheaded or dizzy, stop and return to your normal way of breathing.
All right. That's helpful.
Yes. Okay, so the first thing we'll do is sit comfortably or lie on your bed if that's possible. Close your eyes and relax. And then inhale and exhale completely. And now through your nose, inhale deeply for a count of 5, allowing your belly to expand like a balloon and inflating your lungs fully. Hold your breath for a count of 10 to 15 or for as long as you can. Then through your nose, slowly exhale all the air for a count of 5. And that's the first round. So it's best if we could do this 4 times, mm-hmm, but we will only repeat this exercise just one more time. So inhale and exhale completely. Through your nose, inhale deeply for a count of 5, allowing your belly to expand like a balloon and inflate your lungs fully. When you're ready, hold your breath for a count of 10 to 15. And when you're ready, through your nose, slowly exhale all the air for a count of 5. And that would be the second round.
Okay.
Now, check again in your body. Even though we only did this twice, very quickly, notice if anything has changed. Perhaps your breathing is slower and deeper.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeling more relaxed all over. And the tension you felt in your neck has diminished. And perhaps you're feeling more energized. And now, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is your number? Has your number gone up closer to 10? So if you notice a significant change, can you imagine if you could do this more regularly,
right,
and for a longer period, like the five counts, the five rounds I mentioned?
Now, how does the breathing affect our state of being, and how do we become, you know, more efficient instead of, you know, what I mean?
That's right.
Trying too hard.
Well, the breath is an indicator of the constant energy exchange between the outside mm-hmm. and the inside of your body. So on the inhalation, the body takes all the energy and the oxygen it needs, and on the exhalation, it releases what it has used and no longer needs, carbon dioxide. So we take in with the breath, and we release with the exhale. The brain alone uses almost all the amount of oxygen that we breathe in, and so do the muscles. So therefore, it's so important to breathe deeply. And there are two components of our breathing system that most people are familiar with,
mm-hmm.
and there's the diaphragm and the lungs. And breathing is one of the few activities that newborns and animals don't need to learn at birth. They naturally know how to breathe properly from the belly. I will briefly explain how that works.
Okay.
So the diaphragm is like an open parachute located between your thorax and your abdomen. And as it follows the rhythm of the breath, it moves up and down like a bicycle pump. And when you inhale, the diaphragm curves downwards towards the abdomen. The belly inflates like a balloon to take in more oxygen. The rib cage expands, making the space between the ribs increase. And the lungs fill up with air. And on the exhalation, the abdominal muscles contract and the diaphragm moves back up like a parachute. The belly deflates and the air is expulsed from the lungs. This belly breathing is natural and ideal for wellness.
Right. And you know what? Unfortunately, we're running out of time here, Marie Claire, but I was going to ask you if you've got any last quick notes, you know, kind of on breathing to help the listeners.
Yes, I do. I have five quick ones.
Okay.
First one is, remember, deliberate breathing, which means long inhalations and complete exhalations,
mm-hmm.
can help reduce the stress response of fight or flight or freeze because it can reduce the secretion of the stress hormone. It can reduce anxiety, boost energy, and make you feel more balanced and happier. It also helps regulate and balance some bodily functions like heart rate uh-huh. and blood pressure. The second tip is deep breathing helps you feel more alert, have more energy, sharpen your mind, and improve your digestion and the quality of your sleep. Third tip, speaking of sleep, do deep mindful breathing when the mind is racing in the middle of the night and you can't sleep. Fourth tip, the word inspiration has the word in spirit in it, and with each deliberate breath, you are inspired with new insight, guidance, creativity, and brilliance. So if you want to have all this, take greater inhalations and exhalations. And finally, do your deep breathing with a slight smile to help relax the facial muscles and help you breathe more fully.
So that's something that you can that really helps is just by smiling a little bit can help you relax more.
Yes, definitely, because it changes the energy in you.
Ah, all right. Well, that's good to know. Hey, also Marie Claire, what about the books?
My books, yes. There's a link on my website to order them if you want. The books are called Olive Sulitis Everyday Mediterranean Spa Cuisine. There are two volumes. They offer you a unique formula to guide you on the path to clean food and eating healthy. They also give you a map to nourish and nurture the whole body, mind, and spirit
mm-hmm.
with various recipes from the Mediterranean and Asian regions. And there's also some tips and plans to help you manage your stress. That is in volume 2.
All right. Well, that's very good. And again, it's a reminder to go to the website, olivestolichis.com. That's olives to lichis. Lichis is spelled L-Y-C-H-E-E-S. So olives with an S, then T-O, lichis.com. Olivestolichis.com. Once you're there, you can read about our guest, Marie Claire, the recipes that she's got on there, some cooking videos as well. But what she just mentioned as well are the books. The tab is right there across the top, right next to recipes. You click on books, you'll see the collection. Both books are there, available, Volumes 1 and Volume 2, created for anybody who's suffering, you know, maybe you need to be mindful of gluten or dairy or grains, or you suffer from allergies, anything like that. And great health-conscious food for people that love to cook with great flavor, right?
That's correct.
All right. So make sure you take advantage of that. Our guest again, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. Marie, thank you so much for joining us. As always, we appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's been a pleasure, and I hope everybody focuses on deep breathing.
Yeah, you got it. And again, we invite you to go to the website, olivestelichis.com, or give her a call, 416-759-5407. We'll take a quick break and come back more with All Business Media right after these words.